Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
A man with offense that is praying is beating batter. It is not leaving this room. It's getting nowhere. Offense will kill your faith. Offense is an enemy of your faith. Number two, let's go back to verse 6 of that passage. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Some people, their life is a struggle of unbelief. What is unbelief? Because I want to run and leave this world. Unbelief is the opposite of everything I've taught you in the last 6 weeks. Have faith in God. Believe God. Speak the word. Follow through. Don't give up on God. Whatever makes you stop doing it is unbelief. Unbelief will cut short your faith. Number three thing that will cut short your faith is ignorance of the word of God. Romans 10, 17. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hosea 4, 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You know, there is this funny Yoruba proverb. Inte Yoruba mo, kumpani, fa 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 fa, intun kpeni. Let me explain. What a man does not know does not kill a man. It is what you don't know that is killing you. Listen. The magnitude of the great things you can do in the kingdom is according to your faith. And your faith is according to your knowledge. Listen. If they are sharing 1 billion outside here, 1 billion, that as you pass here, they give you 1 billion. Some people want to say amen to that. Say amen to tomorrow. Nobody did that give 1 billion. 1 billion as you pass here. You know that if you don't know, you can come to this church 10 times and be going to the other places. Because you don't know there is 1 billion here, you will not get it. There are hidden things in the word of God. Because you don't know, you can't have it. In fact, most of the things you need, I've shared before, a person in church whose file went missing during promotion time, and the person was not promoted. Looking for the file, they couldn't find the file. While he was looking for the file in the office one day, he met a church member. Ah, what are you doing here? This, I'm looking for my file. Ah, you work in this office? Yes. You know the funny thing? They belong to the same group in church. They don't know where that they work in the same office. It is this same person that looked for the file and he was promoted. That is the dilemma of many people in GCI. The person near you, he doesn't know your name. You don't know what they do. You don't know. Maybe I sell Bibles. You don't know. You want to buy Bible. Are you not taking our money and taking it outside? Why? You refuse to talk. You refuse to know. What you don't know is what is killing you. There are some things you need. I might have extra at home that I'm not using. If you ask me, I will give it to you because I'm not using it. But I don't know you. I don't know that you need them. You come to church after service as if there is one fire under your seat that is pursuing you to the hand of the devil. Then you run. You don't greet anybody. Until the day you need somebody to sign something for you. I've been attending this church for 25 years. You may not know me, Pastor. I just want guarantor. I want somebody to sign something for me. Because you don't know. What you don't know is what is destroying you. Let me tell somebody. Say, what you don't know is what is destroying you. My people perish because of lack of knowledge. Because of what they don't know. What you don't know about prosperity is making you poor. What you don't know about health and healing from the Bible is making you sick. What you don't know is the source of your problem. What you don't know. What you don't know. I went to visit a family one day. As I was leaving, was it? I can't remember. As I was leaving, a woman ran after me. You know, there are some things I don't like. It's embarrassing. When you have left a house and people are gathered and somebody runs after you on a dirty road and holds your leg. Holds my leg. Madam, stop embarrassing me. Stand up. We went somewhere. What is it? He said, Pastor, my first pregnancy, I miscarried it. Second pregnancy, I miscarried it. Third pregnancy, I miscarried it. Before I miscarried, I had a certain kind of dream. Last night, I had that dream. I said, yes, that is why I'm here. You had that dream. This one, it's no possible. You cannot miscarry it. You cannot. You get back to the church. I will not give you the name of the baby. So God, people will start thinking who the person is. The person is not in this church. He didn't know. I didn't pray for her. I gave her scriptures. I sent that prayer point. She pray. When you are sure, call me. I'll pray for you. I call for her. I pray for her. Say, never again. Never. They have three now. Never again. What you don't know, sir, is what you don't know. He says, none shall miscarry. It is the word of God. Because you don't know and you don't fight for it, it is fighting you. Ma, what you don't know is killing you. Get to know. Whatever keeps you from the word of God is your number one enemy in life. Not the witch. Not what the evil prophet told you. And you know what? What is it that keeps you from the Bible? It is you. You are your number one enemy. I keep telling you, most of the time, if you want to know the greatest enemy you have, wake up in the morning. Go before a mirror. Whoever you see there is your number one enemy. Deal with that person. Your problems will scatter. So, ignorance. Number three is, I don't know the number now. Number four is what I call faith substitute. There are some things that look like faith. They are not faith. Hope. Do you know that hope looks like faith? Okay. Ego better. Is it faith or hope? Why is it that you keep saying it every time? You are having hope. Faith is substance of things hoped for. It's giving substance to what you hope for. When you hope without it having substance, it end up nowhere. Hope is always talking about future. When I make it, I go hammer soon. Police Abuja, we all go hammer. No be faith though. Now hope. Hope is future tense. Faith is present tense. The Bible says now, faith is. It's not faith will be. Faith is. What you have faith for, you believe as if you have it now, even though your hands have not touched it. Hello? I've given an example. If I buy land, many of us have bought land in Abuja without us knowing where the land is. We only have a paper. We have not seen the land. We have a paper. That paper is faith. If somebody says he has bought a land for you without giving you paper, you have hope. When he gives you C or 4, you have faith. Even though you have not seen the land, you know if you call a surveyor, he will take you to the land. That is faith. Hope is future tense. Faith is present tense. Listen to me. Hope is for the future. Faith is now. Hope, say, God will answer me. Say, God has answered me. And God will answer. Don't worry. Go, God will answer. No, not from my mouth. Go, God has answered. Even if it takes 25 years, God has answered. God will answer. We don't know when. God will answer. We don't know when. God has answered. He has answered in the spirit realm. It might not have come physically, but he's there already. That is hope and faith. Second substitute of faith is what we call presumption. And many people are guilty of this. Matthew 7:21. People upstairs, I'm sorry. Can you see me now? Or you can't. Can you see me or? Okay, people, they watch wrestling here. Okay. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, But the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers. Did you notice that Jesus did not say, no, you did not do it in my name? No, there was no argument. You did it in my name, but I don't know you. Sir, you are evenly offended. You are living on assumption. Do you know, I was explaining to them in first service, if you go to the mission field, I've not seen where prayers are answered like the mission field. A little child will lay hands on people. Somebody will fall under the anointing. On the mission field, God is looking for many people to use, but limited people goes. So if you follow us there, even if you have not spoken to your husband for 3 months, and you lay hands on people, they will fall. There will be healing. Even donkey spoke in the Bible. That person might not be different from the donkey. It does not mean he will make heaven because people fell. People were healed. It is presumption. He presumed that because people fell, he presumed that because he sang and people were falling under the anointing, he has not watched Michael Jackson's video. That's why. Do you understand? Oh, get man. What language is that? The song has been coming to my spirit, but I don't want to sing song that nobody will back up. Can anybody back it up? Let's come home. We thank you. Lift your hands to him. Lift your hands to him. Thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Yabala Gandala. Yeah. Sandali Yabala. Yabale. Sandali Kandale Bim. Tell me why you giving up on God. Tell me why you giving up on Him. Tell me why you giving up on God. Hold on, change is on the way. Can I hear you? Hey, Bessina. Jude. I'll give the boost. One name more. Lift your hands up, lift up. Every fear, every doubt, every unbelief resident in your life, we bind and we cast them away. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands up. Lift your two hands up. Whatever you have given up on, can you talk to God about them now? Talk to God about it. Say, help my faith. Lord, help me. Talk to Him. Help me. Help me. Help me, Lord. Materikete. Yakaria katelebo koria. Eketekerikelelebo. Help me. He's the same God who was there for you in the midst like ours. He's the same God
who is able
to wipe your tears away. He's the same God
who was there in time of lack and want.
He's the same God. He's Jehovah, my great provider. And tell me why
you've given up on God.
Tell me why
you've given up on Him.
Tell me why.
Tell me why you've given up on God.
Hold on.
Changes on the way. A basin I should not so. Or give him so boogie. Imanati adigile.
Psalm 89:13. One name
more. One name
more. Psalm 89:13.
She did say he came. He's
can we stand up on our stand up on your feet in faith? Stand up on your feet. Let's pray together. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet. Whatever has brought any form of decay, the hand of the Lord is breaking their backbone. Look at the screen. Read with me. Look, lift your right and say, you have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand. High your right hand. Say that. Let me hear you. Say that again. Let me hear you. Say, let your mighty hands break the backbone of every enemy. We told him my success. In the name, can we pray in the name of Jesus? By your hands, by your hands, by your hands, by your hands. By your right hand, by your right hand, by your right hand. 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 Your hand, let your hand destroy. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Psalm 89, 10, go back. Go back, verse 10. Go back, verse 10. Is it not your hand that broke Rahab? Verse 89. You crush Rahab like a carcass. You scattered your enemy with your Rahab. There are two Rahabs. Rahab of Jericho. And Rahab is the poetic name of Egypt. It's Oriki, like Oriki of Egypt. So when you see Rahab, they are talking about Egypt. You know what the hand of God did against Egypt? Are you here? Do you remember that? That hand is doing the same thing against anything in opposition to you. Lift your right hand and say, right hand of God. Say, arise for my favor. Say, destroy everything arisen against me. Destroy like you destroy Egypt. In the name of Jesus, right hand of God. 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 Destroy in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Psalm 44 verse 3. I can't feel you. I can't feel you. I can't feel you. I can't feel you. Psalm 44 verse 3. Psalm 43. For not by their sword did they win the land, nor did their own arm save them. Not by the sword did we get the promotion, nor our own hand gave it to us. But your right hand and your arm and the light of your face, for you delighted in them, for you favored them. Lift your hand and say, your hand, your arm. I didn't hear you say, your hand, your arm. I didn't hear you. Have you seen a military order following the order before? They come like six. I didn't want to push you. It just, do you understand? No, you understand. When the person is passing, when the person is come, they will have cleared, either with gun, but most of the time with hand, clearing everybody away. That is what the hand of God does for you before you appear on the scene. Whatever you need, the hand of God is going ahead of you. It is clearing the way for you. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, by the right hand of God, say, I possess the land. I possess the land. I enter my inheritance by the right hand of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Sir, what part of Abuja do you have? What part of it? Even the one you have is a baggy land. We are still praying that they don't come and sack you. What part of Abuja do you have? We'll be raising prayer point. You'll be doing as if you have arrived. What part of Abuja do you have? What part? Some have estates. You have nothing. You are praying for the heart of God to help you. You are still doing like Maga, Mugu. Who will help you if God does not help you? You are in the prayers, you can't pray. Who will help you? Are you not tired of the suffering of the past? Lift your hand and say, right hand of God. Say, make a way for me in the land of Abuja. In the name of Jesus, can you pray by the right hand of God? I possess, I possess, I possess. I possess, I possess, I possess, I possess. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. One of my children, not my boy, is my brother. I don't know what to call him. He's my friend, he's my brother, he's my boy. We're talking about his organ, or one of the people he works for. You know what he told me? The amount the person made on his properties in Abuja 5 years ago was like 1.9 billion. It was not that he sold rentals from the house, leases on property now, but you are here. Some of you are working on this land. You don't know anything. Are you an onlooker in Abuja? Lift your right hand up. Your one is to be running after little girls. Lift your right hand up. Say, my father and my God. Say, by your right hand, I possess my possession of this land. In this Abuja, in the name of Jesus, by your right hand, by your power, by your right hand, by your power, I possess my possession. Your prayer is weak, your prayer is weak. Ataka, taka. Ere, kete, kete. Makataka, rikete, kete. Maria, katatata. Makataka, ta. By your right hand, I possess. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. When they were about, after his right hand has done many things, when they were about to leave, he said, you will not leave empty. 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 Can I say, I in this land, say, I will not leave it empty. I didn't hear you say, I will not leave Abuja empty. Say that, let me hear you. I will not leave empty. Say that, let me hear you. Say that, let me hear you. Say, by the hand of the Lord, I will not leave this land empty. I possess, I possess, I possess. I possess. I will not leave this land empty. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. When I was, a brother of mine bought a car. So I went there. He called me to come and dedicate the car. I went there. I was praying on the car. And the Lord spoke to me. And I told him, soon, we will not gather to dedicate cars again. When I came to the church, I told people, I don't dedicate cars anymore. Why will I be dedicating cars? Something that is normal for everybody to have. Now I dedicate houses. Soon, I will not dedicate houses again. Because everywhere, everybody is building, everybody is having his own. So, I will not have the energy to be moving around to dedicate. That is because the right hand of the Lord. Some still don't believe me. The right hand of the Lord will do mighty works for you. Lift your two hands up. Say, right hand of God. Say, make a way for me in Abuja. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you pray? Right hand of God. Make a way, make a way, make a way, make a way. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at us and say, do you know that the right hand of God is making a way for you? What did the person say? Tell the person, why are you now looking like that? Stop looking like a loser. Say, start looking like a winner. Look at her and say, do you know the right hand of God is making a way for you in Abuja? Say, start looking like a winner. Say, Lord, start looking like a owner. Tell another person, do you know that the right hand of God is making a way for you in Abuja? Say, stop, start walking like an owner. Start praying like an owner. Start praying like an owner. Who will be the first person to share the testimony about this prayer? In the name of Jesus, can I tell you, presumption is claiming a promise that has a condition without fulfilling the condition. We have been shouting amen since we were born. They don't come to pass because there are conditions we refuse to obey. Have your seat, bow down your head. Bow down your head. No be magic. Conditions day. Conditions day. Conditions day. He said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Some don't want to give. They want it to give unto them. You know they work like that. If you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord to do all what he promised you, to do all he instructs you, I will do this, I will do that. People want those things. They don't want to obey God. You know they work like that, sir. You know they work like that. But as it is the obedience that will possess the land. If you are willing and obedient, you will possess the land. Bad eyes, bad eyes, bad eyes, bad eyes. If you are willing and you are obedient, obedient to the instruction of the word of God. The first instruction is obedience to the fact that you have to receive Jesus into your life as your Lord and personal Savior. That is the first word. It is obedience to that that opens the doors for everything in the kingdom. It's obedience to that. It's obedience to that. You are here in faith. You want to receive Jesus into your life that he might bring you into his heavenly kingdom. Wherever you are, boldly, just lift your right hand up. Lift your right hand up, wherever you are. Oh, give me, oh, give me. Oh, give me, oh, give me. Get it in the light. Get it in the light. Oh, give me. 30 more seconds. Anybody that wants to do that, you want to lift your hand, just lift your hands up boldly, boldly, boldly. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Just lift your hands up. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. It has nothing to do with how long you have not used a ring. It has nothing to do with how long you have been coming to church. It has everything to do if you have faith in Jesus and you have confessed him with your mouth. If you want to do that, Another opportunity. Can you lift your right hand up? Lord, we thank you. We glorify your name. For people that lift up their hand, a card has been given unto you. There's somebody waving his hand at the back. Please go and meet the person. Can we stand up? Can we just touch people and let them meet the people at the back? I pray for everyone here. Whatever has stopped you in the past, the Lord arise and stop them. The Lord is arising and is putting an end to everything causing you pain in the name of Jesus. We thank you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.